It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
So the government has been reopened, at least temporarily. Halloween is just around the corner, and around the next corner is Season 7 Exit Wounds, IYFW's anniversary show happening Saturday, November 9th at the BACC in Boston Spa, New York. Joey LaRocque joining you once again here at the Interface, and that's what we're here to talk about, and there's a lot to talk about, so let's just get right into it. First of all, the video put up at this website from the modern-day marquee, Guillaume Desaude. He has issued the challenge to Justin Credible for November 9th, and the challenge has been accepted and the match has been signed. So the former In Your Face Wrestling champion will take on the former ECW World Heavyweight Champion on November 9th. I personally can't wait for that match. I think it's going to be tremendous to see Desaude and Credible hook it up on November 9th. Speaking of videos, Drake Evans also posting a video putting out a challenge to Chip Stetson, but not just any challenge. You know, Drake Evans said that he was going to have a message for Chip Stetson that would bring a whole new meaning to the phrase exit wounds, and he did not disappoint, issuing a loser leave IYFW match challenge to Chip Stetson. Of course, Chip Stetson stabbed Drake Evans in the back at the Coronation Cup show, but I have it on good authority that there are things going on behind the scenes that could put this match in jeopardy. I don't know exactly what it is. I'm not being given all the information, but this is all I can tell you, folks, is that some stuff is going on behind the scenes. We're trying to get it sorted out. Once we do, we're going to get the word out to you here at this website, so keep checking over the next few days and weeks leading up to Season 7 Exit Wounds concerning this whole Chip Stetson Drake Evans situation. But something I can tell you about, an exclusive I have for you right here at the Interface, is two more matches officially signed for November night's show. First up, for the In Your Face Wrestling New Breed Championship, the current champion, Liam McFerrin, will take on a man who is a former two-time IYFW Tag Team Champion, the first graduate of the In Your Face Wrestling Academy, and a man who says he is long overdue his shot at the New Breed title, Jamar Magic Justice. That match official for November 9th. And on top of that, we're going to have six-man tag team action as the Shabazz Tribe Warrior Itana teams up with Blood Money, Scott Scarsdale, and Ricky Williams against the very unlikely combination of Team RPG, Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket, and Good Lord Willing. Yes, Willing and RPG putting their differences aside, calling a truce, and uniting against the onslaught of Blood Money and Itana. So two more matches made official for Season 7 Exit Wounds. Of course, we also know the Northern Stud will take on the former In Your Face Wrestling champion, the longest reigning champion in history, and most dominant, Pierre the Beast Vachon. But let's talk now about the other two matches signed for this event, the two other title matches, I should say, signed for Season 7 Exit Wounds. First up on the list for the IYFW Tag Team Championships, the Savage Wolves will defend against the 2013 Coronation Cup winners, Northern Fury. This is a rematch of sorts because these two teams battled over the titles back in June at Truly Independent. But that night, Sergeant Fury's shoulder became a detriment to Northern Fury. And Vigo, in an unprecedented move, literally threw in the towel, calling the match, telling the referee to stop it right there. He saved his partner's career, but they did not win the tag team titles that night. But you know, you can go back even further between these two teams. You can go back to the beginning of this year. At Cold Day in Hell, these two teams battled in a match where it ended in a double disqualification. And even going further back than that, you can go back to January of last year. January 2012, well, this is around the time that the Savage Wolves were running roughshod over IYFW, attacking students at the school, attacking referees in the parking lot, stealing personal possessions from other wrestlers and referees, and finally it came down to Sergeant Fury teaming up with Vigo against the Savage Wolves to try to teach them a lesson. Savage Wolves were definitely taught a lesson, but as time has gone on, as you've seen, these two teams have developed a bitter hatred, rivalry between each other. They are going to come to a head on November 9th, and these two teams absolutely hate each other. The titles hang in the balance. Will the Savage Wolves walk out champions, or will Northern Fury finally claim what they want so bad, the IYFW Tag Team titles? And then finally, the other match we have to talk about, the In Your Face Wrestling title match between the Pillar Roman Dominguez, the number one contender, and the current champion, the mighty Franz Roddy. And you know, Roman Dominguez loves to give little history lessons here at this website, so I've got a history lesson for you right here between these two men. Let's go back 2 years, in fact, to Season 5, Cauldron of Hate. On that evening, Franz Roddy and Roman Dominguez fought for the first time. Roman then was the defending New Breed champion against Franz Roddy, who was the challenger. And when that night was over, Franz Roddy won the New Breed title, becoming the first ever Triple Crown winner in IYFW history. As time would go on, we would see a lot of changes happen between these two men. Roman Dominguez would gain ascension up the ladder in IYFW, if you will, going after the In Your Face Wrestling Championship, fighting a lot more high-profile matches, while Franz Roddy was going through a little bit of a philosophical attitude change. He was starting to see more respect from the audience and reciprocating back to the audience that same respect. And as time would go on, a year later, at Season 6 Endgame, Franz Roddy would win the first ever right-to-fight contract where he could challenge any champion at any time. Roman Dominguez was battling in the main event, the final four-way, for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship against Drake Evans, Vigo, and then-champion Pierre Vachon. Now, of course, Vachon walked out that night still champion, so Dominguez, Evans, and Vigo could not challenge him anymore until he lost it. Well, they didn't have to wait long, because January of this year, at Cold Day in Hell, Franz Roddy ended the reign of the Beast, won the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. And Roman Dominguez was the first man to step up and congratulate and challenge him in the same breath. However, they would not face for the first time in a title match, but no, it would be a tag team match. It would be the main event of M3Con, Memories, Moments of Mayhem, back in March. And that night, Roman Dominguez came out with the victory with his partner, Bobby Fish, who, of course, at the time was co-holder of the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles, and he got victory over Franz Roddy with a Sofoco submission, beating Franz and his partner that night, Shelton Benjamin, the biggest victory in Roman Dominguez's career. This would lead to a title match at May the 4th Be With You, with Roman challenging Franz Roddy, but that night, tensions running high, both men fell out of the ring, a double countout took place, it ended in a draw, and it ended there. As time would go on, we would see Franz Roddy have some amazing title defenses over the summer months, and Roman Dominguez constantly in pursuit of his next chance at that title. And it would come to pass, at the Coronation Cup event, Roman Dominguez would be the second man to win the right to fight contract, winning it in the four-way collision match, and he invoked it to face the winner of the main event that night, which was Franz Roddy. So, as time would tell, as destiny comes to be, 2 years later, from the first time they met, now, at Season 7 Exit Wounds, these two men will battle for the title. They are one for one for one, looking at their history. This night will settle it all. Who is the better man? Who should really hold the championship? And as I've been hearing from behind the scenes, officials in IYFW are going to allow a lot of leniency in this match, within reason. Of course, things get out of control, extreme measures will have to be taken, but we want to see a definitive winner in this match. We want to see a pinfall or submission. We don't want to see a disqualification. We don't want to see a countout. We want to see it end right in the middle of the ring between these two men, these two gladiators, if you will. Will the pillar stand tall, or can the mighty one push the pillar down? Well, what else more can I say, folks? Season 7 Exit Wounds, the anniversary show for IYFW. Get your tickets at this website through the merchandise section. Don't miss out on the show. You're definitely going to want to be there live and in living color in Boston Spa, New York at the Boston Area Community Center. And don't forget, already announced on this website, we are going to be back in 2014. We're going to be there January 11th for Cold Snap. And hey, we had a lot of fun doing it in 2013. Why not do it again next year? M3Con 2014 happening Saturday, March 15th at the Boston Area Community Center as well. Ticket information, you can see that here at this website. Keep checking out for more information about these two events coming down the pike. And hey, don't forget about the Albany Comic Con happening on Wolf Road in Albany the night after Season 7 Exit Wounds. In Your Face Wrestling will have its special guest Justin Credible there as well. More ticket information you can find out here at this website on the homepage. Well, I think that's going to do it. Keep checking for more updates about the Drake Evans, Chip Stetson situation, more information about Cold Snap, more information about M3Con 2014. Be a part of the premier wrestling promotion in the capital region that is In Your Face Wrestling. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRock. Happy Halloween, everybody.